Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to welcome you all here and to be playing this evening. I've been looking forward to this concert since it was booked last year. As I said, it's wonderful to have you here in Indianapolis at the cathedral. The Couperin family was one of the most epic musical dynasties in all history. As well as moving in royal circles for many years, the Couperin family, members of the Couperin family, occupied the position of organist at Saint-Gervais in Paris for 173 years. I think the American organist has something to say about that today, but back then I guess it was okay. François Couperin, known as Le Grand, the great, is perhaps the best remembered today for wonderful instrumental music, choral music, and keyboard music. As many of you are probably aware, the French tradition of liturgical organ playing was and still is very much based on improvisation and on chant-based improvisation. And the piece you just heard comes from one of two masses we have left in Couperin. Although the French improvise, they like to document their style. And there's two masses, one for the parishes and one for the convent. And as the title suggests, that piece was written for the offertory. And I guess these French services went on for quite a while back then. And as you heard, a wonderful bravura piece, French overture style, and the grand jeu, as you would have heard, the reeds of the organ, it reads any form of pick of the cornets. Later on, we'll hear some of the other colours of the so-called French classical organ, will be played on a Northern German sound instrument. And now we move to England, a country, believe it or not, quite dear to my heart. I feel English people music gets somewhat a bad rap. Everyone's complaining of the howls and threats of wonderful keyboard music. And there's way to throw a bit, but not really play it. The elbow is nothing, etc. But when it comes to early keyboard music, England is a very important country. And William Byrd today is best remembered, I guess, for his choral music. But there was a vast quantity of excellent keyboard music. And one collection, my Lady Neville's version book, is a collection of keyboard music written for patron, Lady Neville, who was clearly an expert player herself. Queen Elizabeth I was also a great lover of music and a very fine keyboardist. And we hear that in this next piece, the voluntary of my Lady Neville. Now the term voluntary